through nonsense.
Not the eye, smell, hearing, taste, or touch. The world speaks to us through that. The enemy comes at us through that. And on the soulless realm. But God speaks to us through the Spirit. And that's why it's important to intimately spend time so that you can distinguish the voice of the Spirit. Amen. Look at someone, tell them, Holy Spirit will talk to you. Come on, tell him he's talking to you. Are you listening? See, a lot of times when Holy Spirit is talking to us, whether it be through a person or directly, or even through a set of circumstances, guess who jumps in there? Mr. Reason. And he go to talk and try to out-talk Holy Spirit. That's why we prosper as our soul lives in God or lives in the Spirit. It must be governed by the Spirit. It must be submitted to the Spirit of God all the time. Tell someone, all the time. God, the Lord doesn't just speak to us in a service. Thank God, you know, in the corporate setting, God does speak to us in many ways. Amen. But he'll speak to you on your bed. Amen. Over a sink of dirty dishes. Amen. While you mow in your yard. Amen. Amen. That's cool. He'll speak to you walking down the hallway.
That's right.
And if you know his voice, you'll hear him.
Yes.
And you'll catch it. Yes. It might not even be for that moment. But he'll speak, and when he speaks, it's the right time.
Amen.
All right, let's take a look at this soul that prospers. Let me give you a few statements here first. The quality of life in the kingdom is equal to its character. We have to trust God's ways above our ways. The quality of life in the kingdom is equal to its character. If you're not happy, content with the quality of life, and I'm not talking about the quality of things you possess,
amen,
whether it's new or not. I'm not talking about that. That could have some bearing on it, but not much. If you're not content or happy with the quality of life that you have, check your character. Because the quality of life in the kingdom is equal to its character. What level of character and integrity do you have? It's going to equal the life that you experience in the kingdom. Okay? What you believe in your heart about yourself is going to do one of two things. It's going to either limit you or increase you. It's either going to, what you believe in your heart about yourself, and let me say in your life, in these things out here, is either going to limit you or increase you. You'll either live a life that God intends for you to live, or you'll limit that which God wants to do because your soul refuses to prosper. Remember, the soul of the Israelites was much discouraged because of the way. But it was because they didn't understand God was stretching their soul, enlarging the capacity of their soul for a greater measure externally. How many of God has to prepare you for your promised land?
Amen.
That's what the wilderness was for. I have led you these 40 years to prove you,
yes,
to humble you. See, always before exaltation, there's a humiliation. And when we say humiliation, it's not God going to humiliate you in front of folks. No, there's a humbling of the heart. There's a lowering before there's an exalting. He that humbles himself shall be exalted. Come on, when you understand the ways of God, there's where many souls become discouraged because of the way. But when you understand, no, that will always precede exaltation, then if God is truly in control like he says and you believe it, then you can rejoice before the battle's over. You can rejoice when God is allowing a humiliation to come to you, because you know right after that, there's exaltation. So tell somebody, God's just getting you ready for something better. Come on, tell them God's getting you ready for something bigger. Tell somebody that's all it is. Whatever it looks like, whatever package it came in, whatever box it's in, however long it lasts, that's all it is. God's getting you ready for something better, bigger, having to do with your destiny. Look at somebody, tell him, let him have his way. Stop waiting till your battle is over to shout. Stop waiting till the check comes in. Learn to give him praise on through that valley. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me, right in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup's going to run over. Surely the goodness and the mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and so shall I ever. Come on, somebody. While you're walking through the valley, strike up a new song while you're in the valley. God will make rivers in the desert. Oh, yes, he will. I said, God will make rivers in the desert. You'll get water from the rock in the desert. Hallelujah. Had they only grown up in the wilderness, had they only believed God in the wilderness, it was 11 days. 11 days and they'd have been there. But there's too much Egypt they were holding on to. Too much carnal. Think about it. If I'm out in the middle of the desert, and every day, big old cloud is keeping the sun from beaming down on me, and that same cloud at night turns into a pillar of fire to keep us warm. Every morning, manna is found. You can cook it all kind of ways. You gather a bunch, you had none over. You gather a little, you had no lack. Quail came, water out of a rock. You know, 10 years ago, I wore a size 6. Now I'm wearing a size 12, and these are the same shoes. Sole is still good. They grew as my foot grew. When you think they get a clue? But unbelief. That's a monster. Unbelief. Looking at what they could see rather than who God was. And see, that's why I won't say he hides from us, but that's why he's established in the spirit that just shall live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Anyone that comes to God, come on, tell somebody, you can't please God without faith. Tell somebody else the same thing. Look around behind you, telling them the same thing. You either. Now one of us. Hear what I said, now. Now one of us can please God without faith. Yeah. You better stir yourself up. I said, you better stir up your faith. Tell somebody you got faith too. You see, it's not the amount of faith, it's the quality of faith. Lord, increase our faith. The Lord said, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed. It's not the amount, it's the quality. And to every man, according to the word of God, unto every man has been given the measure of faith. You got enough faith to do everything God needs you to do, wants you to do, has destined you to do, has assigned you to do. You have enough faith for your assignment. That's why we must stay in our grace. Stay in your grace. All right. If we trust God and follow him as he leads us, he's going to lead you away from lack. God will lead you away from lack and insufficiency. Yes, he will. And he's going to lead you into the life we're talking about, the abundant life, the Zoe life. Sometimes our thinking patterns are wrong. We just think in money. But before God puts cha-ching in your pocket, he's going to put character in your spirit and mold your soul into a vessel that's not a leaking vessel. All right? So, having said all of that, let's take a look at some of the characteristics of the soul that prospers. And I'm not talking of, these characteristics are every day. Not just when the check came in. Not just when the devil stopped being so busy. These characteristics are characteristics that we are to live and move and have our being in. This is who we are to be. And the first one I want to emphasize in Isaiah chapter 26, if you'll get that on the screen for me. In verse number 3, the soul that prospers, number 1, is saturated with peace. Amen. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.